Hey, welcome back to Well, That's Interesting, the This Is Way Too Relatable edition. Today is episode 141, Pigs Break Up Fights Between Fellow Pigs, and Chimps Show Each Other Leaves Like We Share Social Media Posts. It's all fucking true. Oh my God. Today, my friends, we are once again touching upon a topic so near and dear to my heart and this show. The more we look at animals, the more we see ourselves. For example, just a few days ago in episode 121, we learned even the humble bumblebee likes to work hard and play hard when given the opportunity. We watched a video of bees rolling like these little wooden balls around because they wanted to. They had a choice and they totally did it, and it was super adorable. So please go check that out if you haven't had a listen yet. That was episode 121. There's also screenshots of the video. And if you have 30 seconds today and you just want to see insects playing, that's just do it. Just search bumblebees rolling around wooden balls. It will make you fucking smile and puke. Anyway, then back in between 072, we saw with our very own little eyes that goldfish, whose tanks were motorized like little cars. Yes, you heard me. Their tanks were motorized like little cars. They learned how to fucking drive them and navigate them to specific points, passing their driver's tests with flying colors. And one fish even went a little AWOL on the street with their new ride. It was fucking awesome. So please check that out in between 072 if you haven't. There's photos on our social media stuffs if you want to take a look at what a motorized tank looks like. It's really just as cute as you think it is. And today, we're going to talk about two recent studies that will make you say, holy shit, I do that all the time. In the first half of the show, it's all about our porky friends and disagreements. One study took a deep dive into some pig relationships and saw who got into scuffles the most and how these conflicts were resolved. And spoiler, it's not so different from family get-togethers and disagreements and tiffs between besties. It's really, really relatable. Then after the break, ask yourself, when was the last time you shared a TikTok, Instagram post, or a YouTube video? It was probably like 5 minutes ago, right? Well, I've got news for you. That same behavior of sharing something simply because you think the other party would enjoy it too, well, this has been documented in wild chimps. And it doesn't involve a smartphone, but for them, it's all the fucking rage. And I'm gonna share a video of them sharing leaves. And it's awesome. And I'm Jill Chacha, by the way. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to the flock, my floofy business goose. Man, we have a lot to cover, so I think we should begin. All right, well, picture it. Italy, 2018. And yes, that was a Golden Girls reference, but we're nowhere near Sofia Petrillo's beloved Sicily. We're actually as far north as you can go before stumbling into France or Switzerland, which doesn't sound that bad. But we're up north. We're in a region called Turin, and specifically in the ancient hilly city of Cavignalo, which has more 12th century churches, ruins, and castles than people. It's gorgeous, and the kind of countryside you can meander for hours. And honestly, if it's good enough for you, well, it's good enough for pigs. Now, although the breeds in this study we're about to cover sound more like a delightful cheese than pig, here are their glorious names and a little bit about the place they call home. From the study, domestic pigs engage in non-random post-conflict affiliation with third parties. Quote, the study was carried out on a group of semi-free-ranging domestic pigs belonging to three different breeds, Parma Black, Piedmont Black, and Large White. All right, side note, did I not say it sounded like cheese? Are you not fucking hungry right now? Do you not want a sandwich? It's like, okay, back to the study. Quote, the pigs were housed at the ethical farm Parva Domas in the woodland natural area of about 13 hectares. Ethical farms make important efforts to enhance animal welfare by rearing animals in a natural or semi-natural environment where they're able to, one, freely move and behave according to their specific behavioral repertoire, 2, integrate their diet with natural food, and 3, follow their natural day-night cycle. End quote. Sign me up. What the fuck? I just, my God, sounds amazing and super ethical, A+. Here's a few more things about the study and the animals themselves. A whopping 104 pigs were recorded on video from June to November 2018 on a daily basis, from morning through afternoon, 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Now, all that exciting footage amounted to 224 videos with 216 instances of conflict. They had their own reality TV show for a minute. Yeah, outstanding. Now we're going to get into those conflicts in a minute, so put a pin in that. Here's a fun fact first. A group of pigs is called a drift or a drove. And this drove was comprised of 54 males and 50 females, adorably, within the age range of 7 to 22 months. I mean, so cute. Just, you could eat them. Yeah. In terms of kinship, or how well these pigs knew each other, kinship varied from cousins, second cousins, to full-on siblings. So pretty close to kind of close, you know? Now, before we get into the results of this here study, you're probably wondering what researchers are even looking for. Like, what do you even consider aggressive, and what do you consider reconciliation in pigs? That is a great fucking question. From Eleanor Higgs of IFL Science, quote, aggressive behaviors were found to include pushing, biting, head knocking, and lifting the victim pig. Fucking douchebag. By contrast, the reconciliation behaviors included nose-to-nose contact, sitting in physical contact, or resting their heads on each other. End quote. Oh, God. Yeah. That pain you feel, that's cuteness, that physical pain. So that's reconciliation. So, my friends, after scouring those 224 videos, which totaled about 43 hours, by the way, like I said, their own Netflix fucking series here, the researchers noticed a few amazing fucking things. So drumroll, please. Thank you. On a number of occasions, conflict between two pigs was ended by a bystander pig. Yeah, and get this, differences in behaviors were exhibited depending on who the bystander approached. From IFL, quote, if the bystander went to the victim, the number of aggressive behaviors did not change, but the anxiety of the victim pig was significantly lowered. If the bystander went to the aggressor after the fight, the number of aggressive behaviors directed towards the victim was reduced. End quote. Holy shit. You heard me. Confronting the bully helped stop their bullshit, and physical contact reduced stress in the victim pig. Now, here's something surprising, because we're talking about farm pigs here, but also kind of not surprising if you ever stepped up for a friend or a relative. Researchers noted that if either the aggressor or the victim was closely related to the bystander, that bystander pig was more likely to intervene. Now, that makes sense, right? But here's the crazy thing. Giada Cordoni, one of the study's authors at the University of Turin, told the Washington Post this resolution strategy involving a third party, this was the first time it's been documented in this species, in pigs. Quote, having previously been identified in only humans, wolves, primates, and birds. It also illustrates what's described as pigs' evolutionary convergence with humans. End quote. And that's from Mediate.com. So you've heard the saying, I'm sure, you are what you eat. Yeah, we eat what we are. This is wild. Anyway, now, this is all super cool, but hold onto your butt because it gets even cooler and more relatable. You might be asking, all right, well, what happened when a third party wasn't involved? What about the pigs who, like, don't know each other well, and what happens after they get into a fight? Get this. Quote from IFL, quote, the team also found that both the aggressor pig and the victim pig were equally likely to initiate reconciliation behaviors after fighting. But the proportion of reconciliations was higher in pigs that were less closely related. It is thought that pigs who fight and are not closely related invest more time in reconciliation to ensure that they still have social support within the group. End quote. Long story short, my friends, some pigs don't want to burn bridges. They're thinking ahead. Good for them. They're bigger pigs than I am. So, but seriously, this patching up relationships strategy is incredible. And I guess this is something we can all learn from. So maybe we should stop fucking things up. Well, I'll try. No promises. After the break, one way to reconcile, by the way, is sharing. And you're going to want to tell your friends about this one. Researchers have observed a wild chimpanzee showing an object to its mom simply for sharing's sake. And this social behavior was previously thought just to be uniquely human. And turns out, once again, it's absolutely not. And it's fucking adorable. There's a video. We're going to watch it. It's like, oh, I'm so excited. So please, stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, Jill Chacha here from Well That's Interesting, and I am absolutely thrilled to tell you about Spotify for Podcasters. I use it, I love it, and it all started by downloading the free Spotify for Podcasters app, which has all the tools you need in one place to record and edit your masterpiece of a podcast. Spotify for Podcasters also distributes your show to all major platforms, so when you hit publish, your episodes will stream not only on Spotify, but I'm talking about the Apples, the Googles, Stitcher, Good Pods, the other ones. You get the idea. And you can monetize your podcast with no minimum listenership required. You could also set up monthly subscriptions and record ads just like this one. So what are you waiting for? Download Spotify for Podcasters today and start changing the world. Oh, and please, stay interesting.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
That's now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
And we're back. We are so back. And my friends, I'm sure we've all done this. You're out in the world as a young child, flailing your sticky limbs about, and you come across something on the ground that gets your short attention. Without a second thought, you pick it up and run along to one of your elders, demanding that they look at your newfound discovery. You're extremely proud, they're extremely horrified, and the next thing you know, you're being taken home. Well, my friends, that very simple act of sharing, with no other goal than to have a joint experience, was thought to be just a human thing. But now, an 11-second video is shaking up the world of psychology, animal psychology, and human evolution. And we're going to play that video right the fuck now. Now, if you'd like to watch along, you can fire up the Tube of You or Google, your Google machine, and search Wild Chimp Shows Leaf to Mother I'll say that again. Wild Chimp shows leaf to mother. And I'll have some screenshots on our social media stuff. So that's right. I'm sharing. So please come on by. So when you're ready for 11 seconds of goddamn cuteness, please pull up that video. I am going to do that right now. And I'm going to show, well, I'm going to do my best to describe what's going on here. Let's take a look. All right. So we're clearly in a forest, surrounded by greenery. On the left is definitely an older chimp. She's got silver hair all around her face. And there's another chimp to the right. And looks like I'm going to press play here. She's nibbling on something. Nibbling. Oh, it looks like a leaf. And yep, there she goes. She's just like a kid, just shoves it in front of her mom's face. Just like, look at me, look what I did, look what I can do. Isn't it just the best thing ever? And mom's reaction is, it's pretty classic. It's the classic tired mom response of, yeah, that's great. That's great, thank you. So, it's fantastic. So my friends, what is going on here exactly? And where the hell is this family moment taking place? Well, all right, let's get into it. Imagine, my friends, the stunning rainforest of Kibale National Park in Uganda, or Kibale National Park in Uganda. It's a national park in Uganda. Now, for my fellow geographically challenged Americans, don't worry, I've got you. Picture Africa. Now, point to the very center. Okay, thank you. Move your finger a smidge to the right, and there you have it. Kibale National Park in Uganda. A 494 square mile refuge for beautiful animals, just like the ones in that video we just watched. Now, Fiona was the adult chimp nibbling on that leaf, and it was her mother, Sutherland, who she showed it to. Now, why in the holy hell was this a big fucking deal? All right. Well, as reported by EurekaAlert.org, quote, humans begin to use referential gestures to show or point out objects or even events of interest to others in the first year of life. But until now, primates have never been seen engaging in this behavior. All previously documented referential gestures in primates were given to request something, not to share attention. Lead author of the study, Dr. Claudia Wilkie, from the Department of Psychology at the University of York, said, "People love sharing experiences with each other. Social media capitalizes on this trait, and even in the first year of our life, we start to show others interesting things we've found. It's been suggested that sharing for sharing's sake is a uniquely human trait, but our observation of these wild chimps challenges this. We observed an adult chimpanzee showing her mother a leaf she had been grooming, not because she wanted her to do anything with the leaf, but most likely because she simply wanted her to also look at the leaf." End quote. That's right, my friends. That gesture was the classic, "Hey, mom, look what I can do. Isn't it great? And let's enjoy my masterpiece together. Let's put it on the fridge." Yeah, incredible. Now, co-author Simon Townsend from the University of Warwick and Zurich noted this moment between mom and daughter is probably not just a one-off, but it's an ingrained behavior. He told Eureka, quote, "In specific social circumstances, chimps may show each other objects of interest to share attention about them." End quote. So my friends, this means a few things. One, researchers now have to keep their eyes peeled for more evidence of other chimps engaging in this showing and sharing behavior. And, hold on to your butts, researchers say this discovery could have implications for our understanding of the evolution of human social cognition and what makes human minds unique. Co-author Professor Slocombe, from the University of York, that's brutal, Slocombe, they explained and wrapped this whole damn thing up best. Quote, "While there is a need to identify further examples of this behavior in chimps, our observations indicate that sharing attention for sharing sake is not unique in humans. It has been argued that our ability to share experiences helped us to evolve the cognitive abilities that set us apart from other species, such as our capacity for joint action, cooperation, and language. Our observations raise new questions about why humans share experiences more often than our closest living relatives, and whether engaging in this behavior at a higher frequency than other species can still explain the evolution of cognitive functions underpinning human social behavior. End quote. No biggie. So thank you, Slocum. Professor Slocum. I'm going to stop. I'll stop. So sharing is caring, my friends. And it's possible sharing made us who we are today. So don't feel bad about sending a friend 1,600 Instagram posts. Just tell them you're only doing what nature intended. It's just the right thing to do. And so thank you for listening, subscribing, rating, sharing this episode, telling your friends about the pigs who like to break up fights with their fellow pigs. They're like, what the fuck? What are you doing? It's so relatable. And then this mama chimp and her daughter just being annoying. Again, relatable. And please, stay interesting.